All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the City of Sacramento's Planning and Design Commission hearing. The date is Thursday, May 26, 2022. For staff, commissioners, and applicants logged into the meeting, please remember to mute yourselves except when speaking. For members of the public tuning in addition to submitting e-testimony, you have the option to join the Zoom link on the meeting agenda. Comments submitted either through email or e-comment before 5 p.m. today have been received by staff and available to commissioners for review. If you would like to leave an e-comment during the hearing, please do. Staff will pull up any e-comments posted after 5 p.m. and we will take a moment to review. Members of the public participating via Zoom, if you would like to speak on an agenda item, please use the Zoom raise your hand feature when that item begins in order to provide public comment. The clerk will call on you and allow you to speak. You'll have 3 minutes to address the commission. If you go over your allotted time, you will be asked to make your final comments and will then be muted. Tonight's agenda also has more detailed instructions to help you use the raise your hand feature. If you wish to speak on a subsequent agenda item, you will need to raise your hand again when that next item begins. If there are any interruptions to your video stream, please refresh your browser. We'll go ahead and move on to tonight's agenda. We do not have any changes. We will move into roll call. Commissioners, please unmute your mics.
Commissioner Boyd?
Here.
Commissioner Buckley? Commissioner Chase?
Here.
Commissioner Colville?
Here.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Here.
Commissioner Ogilvie?
Here.
Commissioner Pluckeybaum?
Here.
Commissioner Wallace?
Here.
Commissioner Juan Conley?
Here.
Commissioner Yi?
Here.
Commissioner Young?
Here.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I came through when you asked if I was here, but I was. I think I had my mic off.
Oh, yeah, we got you. Thank you.
Sorry. Okay.
Commissioner Hernandez.
Here.
Commissioner Macias-Reed.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Greg. We will move on to the land acknowledgement. Please rise for the opening acknowledgements in honor of Sacramento's Indigenous peoples and tribal lands. To the original people of this land, the Nisenan people, the Southern Maidu, Valley and Plains Miwok, Patwin-Wintun peoples, and the people of the Wilton Rancheria, Sacramento's only federally recognized tribe, may we acknowledge and honor the Native people who came before us and still walk beside us today on these ancestral lands by choosing to gather today in the active practice of acknowledgement and appreciation for Sacramento's Indigenous people's history, contributions, and lives. Thank you. We will move on to the consent calendar. Commissioners, a reminder, if you're abstaining from one of the items, we'll mention so during the roll call vote. Madam Clerk, do we have any public comments on this item, on the consent calendar?
Thank you, Chair. We do have one hand raised. Our first speaker is Daphne.
Yes, Madam Chair and Commission. Two things. You mentioned there was no change to the agenda. There is a request to remove item 3 and item 4 from the agenda. Item 3 is a public conversation or a public oral report that has not been publicly disclosed to us in the public. So we have no idea what it's about, nor any idea to counter it. So we would like for that to be removed from the agenda. Item number 4 as well. We would like to have that also removed from the agenda, given that it was not more than 72 hours given to the community. And we understand that there's a dispensary that's already going to be approved after you have a public discussion. In the agenda, it states that it will be approved shortly after the discussion. That's kind of presumptuous. And I would like that item to be removed. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Chair, I have no additional speakers with their hands raised on this item.
All right, thank you. So I there was a couple of things that I wanted to address under consent. The first one, and I didn't catch this earlier, so my apologies to staff, but it does say pass a motion to approve the minutes of March 24th. I believe the minutes that we would be approving today, if approved, would be for May 12th. So just a agenda correction. And I also wanted to address the e-comment that we received from Daphne. Greg, if you wouldn't mind confirming, I don't believe that there were going to be any director's report today. Is that correct?
No, I have nothing to report.
Okay, so then there is nothing to report. But I did want to address that typically on a director's report, it's really what we typically get at commission is updates to items that we've already seen at Planning Commission that may have had passed through to City Council and give and provides us updates. And it's not anything controversial or anything that you know would be acted upon by our body. So I just wanted to kind of clarify what the director's report would be. So for this evening, we do not have a director's report. So moving back to consent calendar, we will take all of these items under one motion. Do I have a motion? And I'm sorry, Barry, Commissioner Boyd, would you mind turning on your camera, please?
Certainly, Chair, it'll be about six more minutes before I'm able to do that.
Okay, no problem. You had your hand raised.
Yes, I do. A question for either you or maybe to the city attorney's office. When a request, turn this down, when a request does come in for an item to be removed from the consent calendar, if the city attorney's office could clarify, does in fact the request coming from whether it's the commission, staff, or the public, does that item have to be removed from the consent calendar, or is it at the discretion of the chair to remove the requested item?
And I believe that's a question for Jeff. Thank you. And I think at this evening, because there's no director's report, I wouldn't be considering removal of the item because there is no item to remove.
Yes, this is Jeff Herron from the city attorney's office. Thank you. A good question. For items on the consent calendar, if any member requests that it be removed, you can do that if you want it for separate discussion. But our consent calendar is typically just the minutes, and currently we're doing the teleconferencing item, so they haven't been too controversial. If you'll notice that council, for example, they'll typically have a long consent list, and sometimes items get pulled off for separate discussion, but that's up to the commission.
Thank you for clarification.
All right, thank you. I have Vice Chair Hernandez.
Make a motion to pass the approved consent calendar.
Okay, thank you. Motion. And Commissioner Chase.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to follow up on Commissioner Boyd's question to Jeff, and that is, I think the first part of the question made sense, that you know a item for the minutes can be pulled, but I think the caller was also requesting that item four, which is an action report, be requested. What is the procedure when that kind of a request is made?
Well, thank you, Commissioners. It's Jeff Herron again from the City Attorney's Office. This is the public hearing item, and you have rules on continuances of public hearing items. And if the person requesting is neither an applicant or an appellant, if it's an appeal matter, they can, under your rules of procedure, request that the commission secretary ask that something be continued. And the commission secretary can ask the commission to continue the item for good cause. Good cause doesn't have a definition. It's up to the commission, but typically you look for something substantial beyond something that could have been handled in normal diligence and preparation for the item.
Thank you, Jeff.
And Jeff, to be clear, that request, I wasn't mentioning that request right now because it's not under item number four. It was not made under item number four. We're on consent calendar right now. So I'm going to move back to consent calendar. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Commissioners, please unmute your mics. We'll go to a vote.
Commissioner Boyd?
Aye.
Commissioner Chase?
Aye.
Commissioner Colville?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogilvie?
Aye.
Commissioner Pluckybaum? Commissioner Pluckybaum?
Aye.
Commissioner Wallace?
I'm going to abstain because I wasn't here for the votes.
Commissioner Juan Connolly?
Aye.
Commissioner Yee?
Aye.
Commissioner Young?
Aye.
Commissioner Hernandez?
Aye.
Commissioner Macias Reed?
I will also abstain. I was not here.
Motion passes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we will move on to the public hearing item for this evening, item number 46233, Mack Road Storefront Cannabis Dispensary, P21-044. I will ask if any commissioners have any disclosures or recusals on this item. Okay, I see Commissioner Colville.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I had a phone conversation with a representative of the applicant. All consistent, the staff report.
Thank you. Commissioner Pluckybaum.
Met with the applicant and toured the site with Commissioner Young, consistent with consistent with the staff report.
Commissioner Lindsay.
I had a Zoom meeting with the applicant's representative regarding contents in the staff report.
Thank you. Commissioner Chase.
I had a telephone conversation with the representative of the applicant, consistent with the staff report.
Commissioner Wallace.
I met with the applicant's representative via Zoom, consistent with the staff report.
Commissioner Ogilvie.
I also met with the applicant's representative over Zoom.
Okay, and I have Vice Chair Ed Hernandez.
Thank you. I received a meeting request to meet with the representative applicant, but was unable to schedule a meeting, so I did not have conversation. Thank you.
Commissioner Yee.
I had a Zoom meeting with the representative of the applicant, consistent with the staff report.
Okay, Commissioner Young.
I met with the applicant and toured the facility with Commissioner Pluckybaum, consistent with the staff report.
Okay, thank you, everyone. We will move on to any presentations. From staff, sorry.
Robbie, we can't hear you. You may be double muted.
Still not hearing anything. Are we having technical difficulties?
Chair.
Yes.
This is Christian. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Hi. I'm in contact with Robert over Teams, just chatting to see what may be the issue. I could, in a pinch, deliver the PowerPoint if needed be.
Okay.
I would have to have Robert kind of forward the slides for me, but we may be able to pull it off. So let's give him another moment here.
Okay. Commissioner Yee, did you have a question? Oh, you're muted.
We did have, although perhaps a bit out of sequence, mm-hmm. A request for continuance.
Yes.
And, you know, as the city attorney said, under certain circumstances, that might be a consideration by this body or by the chair. I did not quite understand the reason for the request a continuance. The reason for continuance may or may not be germane to your or our deliberation, but since we're waiting, what's the thought on the continuance request?
Is that a question for me, Commissioner Yee, if we move in? Because I believe that comment, there was an e-comment by the person who had called in, I believe Daphne, and there was a comment made. So I don't know, and this is, a question for our clerk, if we can go out of context until they get set up and take our public comment on this item, which is the request to remove the item. And Jeff, if you could also clarify to me again, if that is a request that the chair or the commission would vote on to handle tonight if we chose to do so.
Yes, that's right. This is Jeff Heron again. Assuming the request to remove was really a request for continuance, that's directed to your commission secretary, which your planning director serves as staff for you, and he delegates that. It's usually our Stacia Cosgrove. Tonight, we happen to be honored with the planning director himself, and he can ask you if you think there's good cause for a continuance. I think the person commented said something about the 72-hour posting, but I'd have to defer to the clerk what was meant by that.
Okay, so I would, and I'm just going to check in with Christian. It looks like you guys are still working on it. I would.
Hello. I see yes. Robert there. Robert,
you can
good?
You hear me?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you well.
Okay.
Although I would, so again, I'm going to, ask, because I want to take this into consideration, if we could go out of order and take the public comment, and if our commenter who's requesting removal to speak on this item specifically, on the reason for the request. And that's to you, Madam Clerk, if we could take the go out of sequence on the agenda and take the public comment on this item.
And Chair, I would defer to our city attorney on that if it's okay to go out of order.
Jeff again. Yes, Chair, if the commission thinks that's worthy of discussion first, particularly since you wouldn't want to get to the merits if you were to make such a decision, it's okay to ask for the reason for a continuance and talk about it.
Thank you, Jeff. Commissioner Chase, you have your hand up.
Yes, I think regarding the reason for the request, I wanted to ask, staff if we have, factual information of the posting of that. Was it 72 hours or greater?
The posting of the property and mailing was about 10 days. The agenda page was posted Friday. Supplemental material was received and posted, I think, yesterday. But that's just supplemental material on the agenda page. So I don't have any information on this.
So to be clear, Robert, it's the typical 10-day posting that you see with the signage, the real estate signage on site.
Mailing, that and it all goes out within 10 days.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead. This is the first time this has happened. I'm trying to kind of, move through all of this. I'm going to go ahead and, first Commissioner Boyd, I will take any question you have.
Well, I think I'm unmuted now.
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I am too, just going or asking again for clarification to Robert's statement. Understanding the 10 days went out to the posting from around the applicant's post site and out to real estate offices, so forth, so on, 10 days prior. I could be wrong, but I thought I heard the phone, the public comment or statement was, or question was, the lack of public noticing. Now, I'm not trying to use a Ginsu knife here, but I'm questioning, was that meant as public noticing on the agenda? So the city is then noticed that this agenda item is going to take place. Maybe that was the line of questioning that the phone caller had. I can't speak for the phone caller. I'm just asking. So I didn't hear Robert state, or actually I did hear him state, I believe you said it was just put on the agenda yesterday, unless I misunderstood.
Yeah, I think this, Commissioner Boyd, what I'm going to do is, because I feel like we're spinning some wheels here, I'm going to stay on agenda here. If you don't mind, we're going to go back to Robert to because technically that comment was taken out of the agenda order. So it looks like Daphne is still here in attendance, and she's more than welcome to give her public comment on that item when that public comment period comes up. So we'll go ahead and defer back to you, Robert, and take your presentation, and then we will go from there. Thank you.
Okay. Let me share. Good evening, Chair Messias Reed and members of the Planning and Design Commission. I'm Robert Williams with the Community Development Department. This is P210044 at 6233 Mack Road. It's a conditional use permit for a storefront cannabis dispensary. I'm going to go over a few things tonight. Project location, the project description, standard of review, community outreach, and staff recommendation. This site is located on the north side of Mack Road, west of Highway 99. It's 7.6 acres and contains a 65,000 square foot shopping center building that was constructed in 1982. Is surrounded by additional retail and commercial buildings to the south and west sides. And the subject site and the nearby commercial buildings are in the general commercial zone. There is a residential zoning with apartments adjacent to the rear of the site. And here is a map showing the zoning of the area and some of those sensitive uses that I'll talk about later. You can see the R4 zoning in the back, within 300 feet, and several tobacco and faith congregation center. This is about a 2,900 square foot vacant tenant space in the middle of the shopping center. It's on the west side of a sporting goods store. And this is the subject site of the C Group UP requests. They're not doing really anything to the site other than having a fenced enclosure on the rear of the property. And here is another aerial to show you kind of the site location and the property lines of the shopping center that extend out towards Smack Road and towards, I believe that's Valley High Drive on the east there. So, like I said, this is a conditional use permit for storefront dispensary, constructed in 1982, and the gated loading area in the rear. There's a floor plan. The entrance is down at the bottom of this page that they come in and they go into a lobby, into the sales area. And this also shows exiting for safety purposes and stuff like that. And in the back half of the building is pretty much for employee or storage use of the storefront dispensary. There's review criteria for dispensaries at the Planning and Design Commission level, which are different from the zoning administrator level. So the requirements are to go to Planning and Design Commission as opposed to the zoning administrator is that if there's another existing storefront within 600 feet, if there's a childcare center, in-home childcare center, youth oriented facility, church or faith congregation, substance abuse center or cinema, if there's a tobacco retailer that's less than 50,000 square feet of gross floor area, not supermarkets, those are not the sensitive uses if they're supermarkets. And if the dispensary, whether it's storefront or delivery only, is within 300 feet of residential zone, this is the only difference between the 600 radius and the 300 foot radius residential zones. If they're further than 300 feet away, that does not trigger Planning and Design Commission review. For this project, as I've shown and will show you, this project is within 300 feet of residential zoning adjacent to the rear on the north. And it is within 600 feet of five tobacco retailers. One is on the property, just a few hundred feet down, and on the other side of the sporting goods store, and four others to the southeast. Three of those are in convenience markets across Mack Road, and the other is across Mack Road in another shopping center. And there's one faith congregation within 600 feet, and that is to the rear of the property along, I believe, Valley High Drive. And that is about 500 feet away, property line to property line. All these measurements are made from property line to property line. And here we see some of the nearby sensitive uses. I've kind of marked up the sensitive uses that elevate this to commission in blue. We've got tobacco on the property. In the rear, we've got an adjacent R4 zone and with apartments on it, and another R4 zone with apartments on it within 200 feet, a vacant property that's residentially zoned within 200 feet, and the faith congregation, which is to the rear about 500 feet away from the property lines. To the southeast, there you see the four tobacco retailers, and the one that's furthest away physically is actually closer than the other three because the property line touches Mack Road. And then on the left-hand side, I've marked out several residential zones with apartments or houses on them, but these are all 300 feet away or more from the property line to property line measurement. I want to talk about public notification. This project site was physically posted with both early notice and hearing notice. And this is per the code requirement. And we mailed to all owners and occupants, postal customers, within the 500-foot radius and all registered community groups within that 500-foot radius. The official required noticing was for the public hearing was sent on May 13, 2022. Additionally, staff in February 2022, staff did an early notice to all these community groups and occupants and property owners back in February. Staff has received a total of three phone calls, two of which were supported, and one from the church who maintain opposition to the project. And the applicant has provided seven letters of support. Those are the supplemental materials you have. Staff has reviewed this project and by the conditions, it's been reviewed and conditioned by the police and fire department. There's licensing, if this is approved, a business operation permit from the Office of Cannabis Management will be provided, which has additional operating conditions, including storefront hours, limit of 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and the police department will review a final security process as part of this BOP process. And there are no nearby storefront dispensaries. There is one proposed. It is further than 600 feet away. It's to the southeast. Staff recommends approval of this project based upon findings of fact and conditions of approval. This project replaces a vacant tenant space with employment and tax revenue generating use. There's no opposition I've received from adjacent residents. It's an existing shopping center use with a new retail use. There is no known impact to or from the nearby tobacco retailers. The church is sufficient distance away from the cannabis site and will not be visible to church patrons. And the conditions ensure a safe and productive operation of the property that will not be a nuisance to the neighboring community. That's it. That concludes my presentation. The applicant is here and staff is available for any questions. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Robert. I'll move into, I would actually, before we get into commissioner questions, I think at best at this point, Madam Clerk, if we can move into the public comment period, because I know we have a comment. I don't want to move into comment questions about that comment. So let's move over to the public comment period. Staff, do we have any e-comments submitted after 5 p.m. today?
I saw one comment that was in support that I believe it said about we don't have any dispensaries in this area and this would be a good location.
Robert, can I bug you to actually pull that up for us and review if that was received after 5? That would be great.
I have to find them.
Thank you.
Try to share screen. Okay. I believe this is from Kathleen Harris.
Did we receive any e-comments after 5 p.m.? On this item?
Okay, I don't know when this came in. Oh, this says 5:47 a.m.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to move on. It looks like we don't have any additional. I'm going to go ahead and close the e-comment and move into public comments. So, Madam Clerk, I know we have speakers on this item.
Thank you, Chair. We do have 4 speakers with their hands raised. Our first speaker is Daphne.
Thank you, Madam Commissioner and Commissioners, Madam Chair and Commissioners. I can appreciate the presentation that was done by the Associate Planner. I noticed that he identified there were locations that were within the guidelines of zoning. Understanding that you're changing the zoning of that location to a dispensary and you're also going to be allowing smoking within a dispensary, which is going to change the environmental impact of the area, it will float and travel beyond the 600-foot perimeter that you've provided, so it will disturb the church. Being a resident that is on the other side of Center Parkway, we were not notified about this activity, and I understand that the applicant did outreach to adjacent properties, but did not do outreach to the general public, which is in the neighborhood and within District 5. So I am asking that the commissioners stay or extend this actual application so there's more community input to it. I find it interesting also that all the commissioners, at least two-thirds of them, met with the applicant, but the applicant didn't bother to meet with the community. So him not being willing to actually work with the community, I don't find that this is a positive impact to our community. It will bring down the property values within our community, and it will bring an adverse effect within our community. And I am strongly opposed to the application. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Our next speaker is Victor Patino.
Thank you. Good evening, planning commissioners. My name is Victor Patino, and I've been a resident of Sacramento for 22 years, and I'm pleased to recommend Robert Jackson as a small business owner for Embark Sacramento. Robert Jackson has done quite a bit of work with young people in the community, as well as faith-based organizations. And I do believe strongly that Robert Jackson, if his business is approved and successful, will give back to the community. So I really appreciate your time and consideration. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comment. Our next speaker is Jay Jackson.
Yes, good afternoon, commissioners, and thank you for hearing me. I've been a resident of the Sacramento community for over 45 years. I've known Robert Jackson my entire life. I've known him to be an upstanding business owner in the Sacramento area. He is definitely someone with the principles and the morality to be able to execute this type of an operation that can actually help people who need this type of product. I am a resident of the district. I am within 4 miles of where the facility will be, or is proposed to be, constructed. And I believe it will have a definite positive impact on the community, and particularly those who medically depend on these products and find it difficult to be able to get the resources or the locations to get them. I would hope that you would please consider accepting his application, and I fully support him in this community. I do not believe that it would affect property values. I do not believe that it will affect anything adversely in the Sacramento area. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comment. Our next speaker is Tracy Brooks.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can.
Thank you, Planning Commission. I am calling in on behalf of Rob Jackson at Embark Sacramento. Good evening to you. My name is Tracy Brooks. I have been a resident of Sacramento County for over 50 years and have known Rob Jackson for more than 25 years. He's not only been a friend, he's been a mentor and a personal trainer to me. I have also worked in this community as a deputy sheriff for over 26 years and still serve with the office of the Sacramento Sheriff's Office. I believe that this dispensary that he is trying to open will not be a negative effect in the community. I have spoken with him in this regards on numerous occasions in regards to it can be a negative effect in the community, and talk to him about the type of security that he should have in place to mitigate any problems. He has been very receptive to me. I know that he is a community-oriented person and that he will be an asset to the community and this business as he tries to help people who use this product for medicinal purposes. and I am in full support of him and this business. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Our final speaker is DDA Leland Washington.
Hello, Commissioner. My name is Leland Washington. I'm a deputy district attorney here in Sacramento, but I've also been a resident here for over 40 years, and I've known Robert Jackson just as long. I'm calling in support of Robert Jackson just because I think it's important for the commissioner to hear from some people who know him and know of his background. And he's been a mentor in this community for as long as I've known him. And I say that from personal perspective, him mentoring me and mentoring my brothers and many other young people as a personal trainer, but also as a good friend. And as a business owner, Robert's always been someone of the highest and utmost integrity. And whether or not he was training a professional athlete or training someone who just wanted to lose weight to feel better about themselves, Robert's the type of person that is always invested in the community because he invests in people. He cares about people, which is why this type of project, if we're going to have these type of things, it needs to be a leader like him. I just think that he has the ability and he's got the integrity that we need with someone to take this on. And I've talked to him about this. And I know how much responsibility he understands comes with this particular business opportunity. And I know that he's the right man for it. So I would definitely say that I support the board in approving him. And I know that this will be a good decision. It'll be good for the community. You've got the right person at the head of this this particular business endeavor. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Chair, we have one additional speaker, and that is L. V. Visha.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, we can hear you. Please proceed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. My name is John Vishai. I have also lived in this community over 40 years. I'm retired law enforcement. And not only have I known Rob for the better part of 40 years, but I've also known his whole family. And there's a lot of things I can say about, I can attest to about Rob, but just in the interest of time, I'll just say that he is just a guy of high morals, character. He's a hard worker, and I can assure you that anything that he touches is going to be done correctly and in the best interest of the community. So I fully support Rob in his endeavor to enact this cannabis store. That's it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Chair, I have no additional speakers with their hands raised.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. We will go ahead and, I was going to move into commissioner questions. I have Commissioner Pluckenbaum.
Is public comment closed?
I'm sorry.
Is public comment closed?
To do that, public comment is now closed. Thank you, Commissioner Pluckenbaum. We're at commissioner questions.
I just wanted to say, it looks like staff may want to say something before I get into my bit.
Yes, this is Senior Planner Christian Svensk. I was just wondering if the applicant was here and wanted to speak on his behalf. If we could ask if the applicant is here and see if we can get a raised hand from the applicant.
Thank you, Christian. Madam Clerk, do we have, or Robert, do we have the applicant online?
I'm not sure because they told me their conference room. Okay, that's what I get. Instead of, they didn't enter the name right. That's why the confusion is. I think it's the conference room attendee. or it's emailing me right now.
Okay, so Madam Clerk, we have a conference room under the attendees list. Can we bring the applicant in, please?
They've been sent a request to become a panelist.
Thank you.
Okay. Members of the Planning Commission, Madam Chair, Nick Abdus with the Thomas Law Group on behalf of Rob Jackson and Embark Sacramento. Thank you for your time this evening. And thank you for the staff recommendation. I think I'd like Rob to make a few comments, and we'll obviously be here with our team to answer any questions, but we don't actually have a presentation because we think staff did an excellent job. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Rob.
Okay, good evening, Chair and Commissioner. My name is Rob Jackson, and I'm honored to be selected to operate a cannabis dispensary in my own hometown. I'm a proud graduate of the city court program. I was born and raised in Sacramento. This is my home. We chose 6233 Mack Road because this is my community. I live 2 miles away from our location, and I'm excited to be the leader in our storefront. I want to thank the staff for a favorable recommendation, and I ask that you please support us in this. Please support us in this project this evening, and we're here to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We are moving back over to Commissioner comments. Excuse me, questions. I have Commissioner Pluckybaum.
Thank you, Chair. I am an enthusiastic supporter of this project. We have been talking about, marijuana projects for months, if not years, that have always been concentrated in districts 2 and 6. And for this applicant to have won a staff recommendation of support at this location, I think speaks to how diligently this applicant has worked with the city and the community to earn that recommendation. You heard tonight testimony from members of the public that certainly support the project. The concerns that Ms. Harris raised, I would point, as we do often, again, to therapeutic alternatives, and East Sacramento is a great example of a project, next to a school, next to a park, next to a church, and next to an affluent community that has succeeded and been a benefit to all of those things. So I'm gonna move staff's recommendation.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion. Commissioner Chase.
Yes, thank you. I had a couple of questions, two questions, and actually one I think was answered by the applicant just now. I thought I had recalled seeing in the staff report that the applicant was a core program participant, and I think in fact I indicated that yes, he was. That means a lot to me on these issues. The second was our caller had the comment that she was concerned about smoking on premises in the dispensary and a smoke wafting out into the neighborhood. My understanding is that there is no smoking in a dispensary until such time as we have a cannabis lounge program approved. I guess Christian or Robert, could you?
That's absolutely correct. There will be no smoking at this facility. That is not allowed under code.
Thank you. With that, well, I'll leave it. I would second Commissioner Pluckybaum the motion. Sorry.
Thank you. No, thank you, Commissioner Chase. And I just wanted to remind the commissioners that we are on questions, but we do have a motion and a second on the table. We have a motion from Commissioner Pluckybaum and a second by Commissioner Chase. I have Commissioner Koval.
Chair, I want to speak in favor of the motion. This is a retail shopping center. It's a retail business. Got a willing owner, a willing tenant, and as all you know, the dispensary that Commissioner Pluckybaum just talked about was right next door to my office, and I also used to have an office in this shopping center years ago where the CVS pharmacy is, used to be one of our offices. And what's great about I like working for our company because they have offices all over and I work all over. So when I would work in this area, I would be at that office. And I got to know the shopping center pretty well. I think this is actually going to be an improvement for the shopping center. The there's not going to be smoking there. There's not going to be loitering there. And if you look at all the conditions of this, it's actually going to do just like what it did next to my office where I'm at now. It's going to improve the area because of the security, the garbage pickup, and whatnot. More eyes on the street, if you will. So I wholeheartedly am in favor of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Boyd.
Oh, see, my mouse is sticking here. Thank you, Chair. I do have a couple, well, actually several of your questions, excuse me, several of my questions were answered in regards to your residency, the CORE program, which was stated as I reread the staff report that you are a graduate from. And just curious, as you stated that you live about 2 miles from the proposed location, what high school did you go to?
Burbank, Luther Burbank.
Did you say Luther Burbank?
Correct.
Yeah, I won't hold that against you. Just kidding. JFK all the way, baby. But I digress. the just two questions that are left on my list that I believe she was the first caller had asked that you did do a robust outreach to the commercial interests around the facility, but I believe she stated that she wasn't notified or her neighbors. My question to you is, what was the outreach that you did for the local residents outside of the commercial interest entities there around your facility?
So, Commissioner Boyd, I'll go ahead and answer that question. So we've been working very closely with the Mac Road Partnership and reaching out to various community associations, including the Meadowview Community Association and the Valley High Community Association. We've had several meetings with the Mac Road folks, and yeah, we've been good meetings, a good response. I don't know where Ms. Harris lives, in which community association, but so I'm not sure exactly where that is, but we have done a very diligent effort to deploy an outreach strategy, understanding the sensitivities here, and feel very confident that we've done a good job at that, notwithstanding Ms. Harris's lack of notification, again, not knowing her particular circumstance. So I can't specifically comment on that.
Right. I believe Ms. Harris stated that she lived just behind the property. So that would make her in Parkway. So relatively close, extremely close to the facility. But with that, you said you reached out with Bill over at Mac Road Partnership extensively there. And I did hear you name a couple of neighborhood associations to which one I am a member of. And I do not remember Mr. Jackson speaking to our neighborhood association. I haven't missed a meeting. So to that, when you say reached out to these neighborhood associations, you in fact attended neighborhood association meetings and addressed one or some of these neighborhood associations. Is that understanding that correct?
We've had conversations with representatives of those associations. We did not present. So we, Rhonda Henderson, obviously with the Valley High, North Laguna Valley High Neighborhood Association. I believe it's Barbara Falcone with the Meadowview Association. And
Deer Creek. Sorry for interrupting. Barbara's at Deer Creek.
Yeah, Deerfield Mesa Grande.
Marcus Reese.
Okay. Yeah, Marcus Reese.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's what I was wondering. Again, well, I'm both a board member and vice president of the Meadowview Neighborhood Association, and that's why I know I didn't recall any being addressed by the applicant. And I'm just curious why he wouldn't attend those meetings just as, good neighbor type of thing. Now, with that said, I understand the I am not against this applicant at all, but I was just curious into why more robust outreach to the actual residents of the area, to which being a member of the District 8, we are all impacted. But that was just a question. You answered it. I think I have just one more for Mr. Jackson. This, if application goes forward, this would make what one, your second or third facility, let me restructure the question. Would this be the first or second facility that you have here in Sacramento?
It would be the first in Sacramento. And only.
Okay, and last question. And you are the sole owner of Embark LLC? I mean, there are no partners. It is completely you, and you're not just the front man for a larger entity?
Embark Sacramento is a partnership with the Embark folks, which are here, Lauren Carpenter and Dustin Moore. And
I'm the majority owner.
I'm sorry, you're going to speak up a little louder for me. You're the majority owner, and only because maybe it's my system. I didn't quite hear the attorney say the partners to your right are who?
So it's Rob Jackson and I are the combined in partnership, the owners of Embark Sacramento. Rob is the majority owner, and I am the minority owner.
And you are who?
My name is Lauren Carpenter, and I have been raised in Sacramento for my entire life, and I am a cannabis operator. So Rob and I have known each other a decade.
Okay, fantastic. And with that, and you have no other cannabis business interests here in the city of Sacramento, correct?
Correct.
And outside of the city of Sacramento?
No, I do operate other dispensaries in cities other than Sacramento.
Last question, and how many dispensaries do you operate?
Four.
And all in the state of California. Actually, one last question.
Correct, and I'm not judging you based on number of questions, but yes, all in the state of California. All in Northern California.
And I'm sorry, I was slow on writing. Your name one more time.
Lauren Carpenter.
Oh, Lauren Carpenter. Yes. Yeah, I heard Lori. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Chair.
I have Commissioner Lindsay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question is for the applicant. Conditions of approval call for security plans and different types of securities to be put in place. So if you could explain the security that you will have in place for deliveries, the vehicles coming in and unloading and getting product into your building.
So Lauren, do you want to go ahead and answer that question?
Yeah, I can give an overview, and Matt is on the line.
Oh, Matt's on the line. Yeah. We do have a security consultant on the line as well.
As a just in case, depending on how granular you all would like to get. But so there are a variety of security measures in place consistent with best practices and rooted in the protocols and procedures that have been developed in the city of Sacramento to govern these types of operations. They are far greater than I could articulate for you in just a few minutes, but at its highest level, security is the cornerstone of the business and how it will operate. That ranges for everything from, reinforced doors and walls and ceilings for our inventory vault to a secure sally port in the rear of the building to ensure that all inventory is taken in an enclosed fashion.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said about the facility in the back for accepting deliveries. That is going to be enclosed?
Yes, so per the staff report, that will be an enclosed, fenced-in area consistent with City of Sacramento regulations.
Okay, great, thank you. And then a consumer coming in, what would be the protocols for somebody coming in and wanting to buy product?
So at a high level, and then obviously I'm happy to get more granular if desired, but at the highest level, a consumer will walk through the doors, go through a secured screening vestibule, have their identification checked to ensure that it is valid and that that person is, you know, passes the various age criteria in order to gain entrance into the facility, and then and only then be buzzed in into the retail area. So there's a multi-step process by which they must go through a screening prior to having access to the retail sales floor.
Okay. And then just one last question. So you'll have a armed uniform security on the premise during hours of operation. In addition to 1 hour prior to opening and then 1 hour after closing, but will you have any kind of patrols after hours?
My apologies. So our security plan has been created by Matt Carroll. I don't know if you all are familiar, but he has played an instrumental role in the development of the City of Sacramento's guidelines governing these types of operations. And he has advised in all things, including how we'll be addressing that issue. We utilize a combination of patrols and also real-time third-party technology that has real-life monitoring with a talk-down feature. And what that ensures we're able to do is eliminate the likelihood of sort of human error, right? So if there was something happening in the rear, but you had a security guard perhaps, overnight stationed at the front, there would be a delay in recognizing what was occurring in the rear. And so that's why we've layered on this sort of double redundant use of live monitor technology such that we can react and respond in real time and without putting a human body at risk in that scenario.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for your answers. And that's all the questions I have right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have Commissioner Yee.
Thank you. Let me start with a sort of picky question, perhaps. The fenced area in the back for product transfer, condition B32 states that it shall be minimum 6 feet. I assume that means 6 feet high. And yes. Constructed of decorative tubular steel, no climb type. So I guess this question might be going to staff since they wrote this condition. Is that a chain link fence? Because in reading that, it may be something else. What is the intent of that? And does a normal chain link fence with vinyl privacy slats comply with condition B32?
Well, the police department reviewed that and provided the condition. I've seen both types, but obviously most of the time they want, wrought iron type, and that's what it's going to be.
Well, I'm pointing out at the time of plan check that the drawings as presented with the staff report calls for chain link. And in my mind, that's not how I read condition B32. So just a heads up that between now and then, maybe have a clarification. And realizing that's a fairly picky comment, but it does tie into my next comment, and that is condition B11, which Commissioner Lindsay touched upon. B11, all material transfers shall be done within a specified loading area as shown on the site plan. So what we have is a 15 by 20, what currently shows chain link enclosure. So to be more specific, question, how is the product transfer within the 15 by 20 enclosure?
The enclosure is connected to a door in the back, and they drive into the enclosure because they don't have an indoor loading area. And
okay, so they drive into the enclosure. Okay, yeah, so again, maybe a little picky, If I use proportions, because there's no dimension or note, that gate into the within the chain link fence is maybe 4 feet wide at the most, you know, using proportions to the drawing. I don't see how any kind of motor vehicle gets in there. My concern is that I think that the transfer is supposed to happen within that enclosure. I'm concerned that the drawing as shown, which is a basis of our approval, does not allow for a vehicle to get in that area, for that gate to be closed, and for the product transfer to take place within a secure enclosure. So I think that can be ironed out at some point.
This police department reviewed it. They didn't say it was inadequate, but sometimes I'm not sure. They're going to rectify any conditions.
Well, I understand that, and I'm pointing it out just to be assistance. The architect and me just can't help it. So,
okay,
just a heads up. To the product transfer again, are there limitations? I didn't see it. It could be here, and I could have missed it. Are there limitations to the transfer of product, hours, days, what have you, in that back area?
Well, that would be part of the business operating permit.
Which states what? Since I don't think there's the limitation there either.
Well, I don't know all the details of the licensing requirements, but the store, I know that the store is only open from 7 to 9, and most transfers would probably take place within that time.
The reason I am concerned about the hours of transfer is that there are residential units right opposite this enclosure. So,
Christian, can you confirm the operating hours? Because I believe I saw as well the 7.
Yes, we had that mentioned, and those are strictly regulated under the BOP. So we're getting more into the BOP side of things here.
Yes, I understand that.
Like deep regulations and the security plan as well, which tends to be confidential in some aspects as well as reviewed by the police. So we're assured that the police have signed off on this and that the BOP will control those aspects of the loading. Not to be outside those hours, for sure.
Well, and I understand that. My concern is to be sure that the hours do not allow for disturbance to the residences that are right across from this area. Whatever the hours are, I would hate to have the people disturbed at 10 o'clock, whatever, or at 7 a.m. or whatever it is. I think it's a coordination. It's a sensitivity that it's not just the operating hour, but it impacts those adjacent to this project. And lastly, we talked a little bit about security. During the course of a product transfer, is there a security person within that enclosed space?
I can't speak to that either. That is something that the police department monitors and regulates under the security plan. I know that they're highly concerned with loading areas.
Perhaps the applicant might be able to answer that question.
Yeah. Commissioner Reed, I'm going to hand it over to Lauren to touch on this issue.
Sure. I'll touch briefly on two issues. So the short answer is yes, security will be present during unloading of inventory in the secure vestibule area. And to answer the previous question, and per our security plan, deliveries are not received in darkness for obvious security reasons, such that that would not be a nuisance during non-daylight hours. For security reasons, we stagger the timing of receipt of those deliveries such that they could not become predictable. So I cannot say to you with certainty they always happen at noon by design.
And I understand that.
Okay.
But if it happens during daylight hours, whenever,
correct.
I'm okay with that. Okay.
They will happen during daylight hours.
Okay. Not too early. Okay. Sounds good. That takes care of it. Thank you. I yield.
Thank you. I have Commissioner Young.
Yeah, I I wanted to just address Daphne's comment about kind of two commissioners kind of visiting the site. And, you know, that site used to be within District 8. And so it's currently now in 5 because of the redistricting. But, you know, being formerly in District 8, it's still a community of concern for me. And that's why I took the initiative to go out there to really just kind of see the setup and ask questions. And one of my main concerns was also just making sure the proper outreach was done for the community and just trying to listen in and hear if there were any concerns. And I think my experience sitting on this commission is that, you know, the planners really do make the effort to really go out there and try to cover as much representation as they can and get the community's input. But sometimes, you know, not everyone gets covered. And so unfortunately, it just seems like, you know, there are folks who are kind of left out. And I think that the feeling is like, hey, how come I was not included in this dialogue? And so I feel that the applicant, on the other hand, has made tremendous effort in reaching out to the community and trying to allay people's concerns. And just from what I have read in the staff report, have made tremendous effort to make sure that concerns were addressed. I think I would ask maybe the applicant, you know, if, you know, you guys have adopted a posture of really answering the community's questions. And I know that even though this is kind of a little bit late in the game, you know, you guys have always been very available and open to answer community questions. And I'm just asking the applicants now, you know, if Daphne had any questions or follow-up, would you be available to address any concerns that she might have?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. That's pretty much it. That's all I've got. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Young. I do have Commissioner Pluckybaum, but I was going to, prior to you, I was going to call the question. We have a motion on the table and a second. Motion by Commissioner Pluckybaum, second by Commissioner Chase, and I would like to call the question and go to a vote. Commissioners, please unmute your mics.
Commissioner Bowen? Commissioner Boyd?
Sorry, you came across garbled. Aye.
Commissioner Chase?
Aye.
Commissioner Coville?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogilvie?
Aye.
Commissioner Pluckybaum?
Aye.
Commissioner Wallace?
Aye.
Commissioner Juan Connolly?
Aye.
Commissioner Yi?
Aye.
Commissioner Young?
Aye.
Commissioner Hernandez?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hernandez. Chair Macias Reed?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right. Thank you, Greg. We'll move in. There's no discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We'll move in. So no discussion calendar items. Do I have any member comments, ideas, questions? I have Commissioner Boyd.
Sorry, lingering hand.
Okay. All right, Commissioner Pluckybaum.
Well, real quick, I thought Barry was gonna beat me to it. I just wanted to let everyone know the city council has a subcommittee called PMPE. They met on Tuesday. Yeah, Barry and I were there. We spoke. The city council is considering changing sort of the rules and procedures that our planning commission and all of its boards and commissions are governed by. So PMPE made a recommendation to forward those changes to the city council for a full hearing. I'm told that that'll happen sometime after the summer recess. So stay tuned for upcoming agenda items at the city council. that could, among other things, take away our ability to hold ad hoc committee meetings and may impact our ability to proceed with the parking ad hoc. So that's all I got on that.
Thank you, Commissioner Pluckybaum. That's a very important issue that I will also love to be kept up to date about. So thank you for bringing that up. I don't have any other hands up. I'll move into public comments matters not on the agenda. Madam Clerk, do we have any speakers on this item?
Thank you, Chair. We do not have any speakers with their hands raised for this item. We do have one hand raised.
Okay.
And that first speaker is going to be Daphne.
Yes, I just wanted to put some more information into the record. I spoke to the Parkway Neighborhood Association, and they also were not notified about the dispensary as well. So I just wanted that to be a part of the public record. And I know that you guys are on to other items, but I just wanted that to be a point of information.
Thank you. I have Commissioner Yee. Oh, I'm sorry, you're on mute.
To maybe bring some closure to at least our participation on this issue, could we be reminded, could the community be reminded of what the appeal process is of our decision this evening?
And it looks like that would be for Greg, if you wouldn't mind repeating our appeal process.
Yes, within 10 days of the decision, the community could file an appeal to the city.
Okay, wonderful.
And just a little more detail, what is there a fee or an appeal?
There is a fee. I don't have it. Let me pull it up right here. For a third party appeal, it is $750.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk, any other speakers on this item?
Thank you, Chair. I do not have any additional speakers with their hands raised.
Okay, thank you. All right, we are adjourned. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good evening.
Good night, everyone.